Oh, it's sad in a sense that, because I was here when you know, in the 50s and 60s when the mines were going and the whistles would blow at the end of each 8-hour shift. And as you walked down Main Street going to school, you would see the guys coming out of, you know, or when you were going home, you'd see the miners coming out with their buckets under their arms and, you know, their hard hats on and going home, or if they weren't, they were carrying stuff because they had taken the shower in the dry and done that thing. But it was active. There were people, you know, you had three shifts a day in every active mine in Butte. So that was the main industry. I mean, that was what brought people here. And it, even though it was, I can't say it was a gradual decline, because when they actually shut down underground mining, it was a big hit. And the pit wasn't going to, you know, the pit was one of the reasons that they shut them down, is because they didn't have to pay for underground miners. They could just dig a big hole and have less people working. So, yeah, I saw it all. I saw the beginning of the Berkeley pit. I saw the viewing stand. I saw Meterville and McQueen disappear. You know, I just saw the transition from a booming mining community to where we are now, where MRI is, I think, what, the third? I think they may be second or third largest employer. Or they may be even lower now. I don't know what. I think they might have, what, 300 or something. I think the school district has more working for them than MRI. It's not, you know, I think back in my childhood, it was a lot different then. It was, the whole community was a lot different then.